Well, hello again, everybody. If it sounds like I'm recording in the bathroom, it's because I am. And the reason for that is I was going to make a recording in the bedroom with birdsong in the window, but there are lots of kids playing outside and I didn't really think it's right to really record them. And the bathroom's at the back of the flat, so you've ended up with me in the echoey bathroom. That's me touching the microphones, make sure they're as far apart as possible. Oh, and my iPod is telling me that the battery is low. That's somebody banging about in their flat. So I'm recording this with the FosTex, which is FosTex. AR4i, which I just unboxed in my previous audio boo, and to describe it, it cradles the iPhone, but not quite up to the top, and that enables you to still take photographs. It doesn't cover up the camera lens. If you were holding it portrait so that the home button was at the bottom of the iPhone, the two microphones you get with it, by default, you sort of put those in on the right-hand side. And then what you do to get your stereo is turn your phone landscape so that your home button is on the right rather than at the bottom. Which is the same way that my phone goes into my NUU mini keyboard, which is like a case for the iPhone, and at the back there's a slide out QWERTY keyboard and it's all attached to the phone, so it's all very neat, so you don't have to get two different devices out, it looks like one device. Anyway, that's an aside, this is more about FosTex. You can do other configurations, but this is still a new toy, so it's not familiar to me. There are tripod mounts. If you were holding it portrait, there's one at the bottom, which is what makes me think you can do other stereo configurations with the phone vertical. And there was another bird. And there's also a tripod mount on the left-hand side, sort of, is it in the middle? No, it's a bit more to the left. And there are volume looking knobs on the left and right. The one on the left is for your audio output, and the one on the right, which is beside the right hand microphone, so it's at the bottom right and there are lights next to it too, that's your audio input volume. And I just moved the right hand microphone so that I could touch the volume knob, so I made sure I was telling you the right thing. And the one for audio output, which includes the speech, is at the top left, diagonally opposite. But I've got my it's an iPod I've got in here. I've got it landscape with the home button on the right. And the carrying handle attached to the tripod mount. The bag's fantastic as well because it has its own little compartment for the carry handle, so it doesn't keep bashing into the AR4i. One thing I'm going to record before... Oh, that's me. My necklace I bought today. Jingly necklace. I'm just going to record the hot and cold taps before this runs out at the sink to show you the stereo. So here's the hot tap. Cold tap. See if we can do both together. It'll start, I've moved a bit to the right and they'll have to move it back to the middle, so hold on. Both the taps on there. I'll switch those off because I don't want to waste the... Oh, did they both come on actually? There we go. Switch those off because I don't want to waste the water.